Well, thank you for tuning in today. Pastor Bonner here, and I just want to take a moment to invite you out to Bible Baptist Church of Selah. And in our Bible study today, if you get your Bible, we're going to be looking at some scriptures in the book of Hebrews, Ephesians, and Colossians. But Bible Baptist Church, we're located approximately 2.5 miles outside of the city limits of Selah, heading north out of Selah, 20 Tibling Road. It's the corner of Tibling and Selah Loop Road. We sing the old-time hymns. It's a country church, and we love the Lord, and a very friendly and loving church. Also, if you're out there and you have musical talent, we're looking for some musical talent. Our piano player a few years ago moved to Milwaukee. We need a good piano player, and if you're accomplished and you want to play and serve the Lord and have a ministry, or perhaps you can play other instruments or sing, you got to be good. When I sing, the angels weep, and so they won't let me sing specials in church. But Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, adult Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. 11 a.m., our morning service. Sunday night at 6 p.m., Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12 today. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once to the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Jesus Christ went into the Holy of Holies one time, offering his blood as a sacrifice for our sins. Now, in the Old Testament, they had the blood of bulls and goats, the ashes of a heifer, and so on and so forth. And every year, they had an animal sacrifice for that Jewish family. Each family had their own sacrifice to wash away or atone for their sin for 1 year. In Hebrews 9:14, it talks about that, but it said, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God?" And so the blood of Jesus Christ is far more effectual than the blood of bulls and goats and lambs and so on. It is the ultimate sacrifice. Now in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, the Bible said, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission." That word remission means forgiveness. And so without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That's why Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. Easter's coming up pretty soon, and we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ on the first day of the week, which is Sunday. But you go back a few days before that when he was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He died on the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood. He was that perfect Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice to die on that cross for your sins and my sins. Now, we're in the book of Hebrews. Go to chapter 13, and maybe you're writing these down. Verse 12, we were in Hebrews 9:12, Hebrews 9:22. Now, over in Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse number 12. Here the Word of God says, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate of the temple there." And so he went to the cross of Calvary without the gate. He shed his own blood. He sanctified, made holy, separated. His blood was shed for our redemption, for our salvation, with his own blood. What we're to do is trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Jesus Christ, like that old hymn said, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. He died for our sins on the cross of Calvary that we might have eternal life. Look in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Notice we have redemption. That salvation through his blood, through the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins. There's so many people out there searching for salvation in their good works or in keeping the Ten Commandments or trying to live a good life or being better than somebody else. Those things don't cut it. Those things won't save your soul. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Ephesians 1:7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." And so we find it's by the grace of God, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't deserve salvation. We don't deserve heaven. But Jesus Christ, in his love and mercy and grace, went to the cross of Calvary to pay the ultimate sacrifice for you and I, to die for our sins on the cross of Calvary. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven." Now notice, he made peace through the blood of the cross, the peace that we have as believers. trusting in Jesus Christ as our Savior. That peace is knowing that when I die, I'm going to heaven. Why? Because I've been good? No. Not because I've been baptized, not because I go to church, but because I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, His blood sacrificed for me on the cross of Calvary. I accepted that. I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive me of my sins, and I asked the Lord to come into my heart and save me. That is salvation. Short and sweet. I run into people who say, well, you got to keep the law. You got to keep the Ten Commandments. Listen, everybody out there listening, everybody in the world has broken over half of the Ten Commandments. How are you going to get to heaven if you're breaking the commandments, okay? Listen, it's not by commandments, but it's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you could get saved by baptism or church membership or religion or by keeping the Ten Commandments, why did Jesus go to the cross of Calvary? He went to the cross to shed His blood as a sacrifice and atonement for your sins and my sins. Keeping the commandments don't save us. Religion doesn't save us. Listen, we ought to go to church. The Bible commands it, but it's not to go to get to heaven. It's to go to church because we love the Lord and serve the Lord because we love Him. Notice in Ephesians 5:25, when the Apostle Paul writes to the local New Testament church at Ephesus under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it." Now notice the church, ecclesia, the called out assembly. In the Bible, a church is always a local, visible assembly. He's writing to the local New Testament church at Ephesus. And he said, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church." How did He love the church? He loved it so much that He gave His life on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ established the local New Testament church while He was here on this earth. He called out of all of His disciples, 12 apostles, and with them He started, He formed, He began the first local New Testament church. And He went to the cross of Calvary and He died on the cross so that that church could have the power to preach the gospel. Listen, the Great Commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're to win people to Christ. We're to baptize them, and we're to disciple them. And the Bible says that the church, Paul writes to Timothy and said, the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. The local New Testament church is to hold up the ground of the truth. Church has its place. Some people believe, well, I don't need to go to church. I can just worship God out in nature. Well, listen, the Bible established the local New Testament church. Can you go out in nature and pray to God? Yes, and I have many times, but that is not a church. I've had people say, well, wherever two or three are gathered, that's church. The Bible doesn't say that. It said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. He's in the midst when two or three believers are gathered and they're sharing praises or blessings or praying together or whatever, but that is not a local New Testament church. It's two or three believers gathered on a street corner or in Walmart or anywhere else. That does not constitute a local New Testament church. The church is responsible for getting the gospel out. It's made up of those people who are saved and scripturally baptized in that local New Testament church. And that church is responsible for getting the gospel out, to winning people to Christ, to baptizing people, to sending out missionaries. Our tithe and offering is to go to the local New Testament church of which you're a member of. And so Christ loved the church and He gave Himself for it. And He established many things in the Word of God regarding the church. We find in the Bible the church at Corinth, the church at Ephesus, the church of Colossae, the church of Philippi, the churches, plural, of Galatia. There's the seven churches listed in the book of Revelation, the church at Philadelphia and the church at Laodicea and all of these things. Everywhere in the Bible where church is mentioned, it's always a local New Testament visible assembly. Christ so loved the church so much that He died on the cross for it. Listen, that means come Sunday, you need to be in church. If you're not in church, you're disobedient unless you have to work or you are half dead or in the hospital. If you don't go to church, it's a sin. Will it send you to hell? No, but now you're out of fellowship with God unless you're in church. Getting back to salvation, the church is to preach the gospel. Salvation, the blood of Christ. I like that old hymn, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Listen, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you and me on the cross of Calvary. That perfect sacrifice was the Lord Jesus Christ who gave Himself on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have eternal life. Jesus died one time, not two times, not 10 times, but one time. And He died once on the cross of Calvary for you and me, that we could put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me go back to a couple more scriptures that I shared again. Hebrews 9:22. The Bible said, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission, meaning no forgiveness of sins. And it said, Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. And he didn't offer himself often, verse 25 of Hebrews 9, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with the blood of others. Listen, Jesus did not have to die more than once. He died one time for the sins of the world on the cross. Our part in salvation is to ask God for forgiveness of sin, ask Jesus to come into our heart and save us. And it's by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And then it says in verse 27 of Hebrews 9, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Jesus died once for the sins of the world. My friends, are you saved? Are you trusting in your good works? Are you trusting in keeping the Ten Commandments? Are you trusting in your religion? What are you trusting in? The Bible said there's one way to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The way to God the Father is through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And he went to the cross of Calvary and gave his life and shed his blood for you that you might be saved. Now, there's not an automatic salvation. On your part, there must be repentance. That means, God, I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me of my sin. And there's repentance from sin, repentance toward God, meaning I turn from my sinful way of life and I turn toward God by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, I hope and pray as you're listening out there, if you're trusting in something other than the blood of Christ to save your soul, if you're trusting in religion, if you're trusting in your good works, if you're trusting in keeping the Ten Commandments, if you're trusting in your church membership, if you're trusting in the fact that you're a goody-two-shoes person, my friends, that will send you to hell quicker than anything else. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, and it's the shed blood of Christ on the cross that is there to wash away your sins. Will you believe? Will you receive him? Will you repent of your sin and trust in Jesus as your Savior? The first message that Jesus preached was repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance. Jesus preached repentance. And so repentance. God, I'm sorry for my sin. And if you're that sorry for him, you're not going to go back and fall back into him. It's not like the dog returning to its vomit. It's not like the hog going back wallowing in the pigsty. But it's a new change in your life. There's a change. There should be a change. If you've truly been born again, there should be a change. Time is going by. I appreciate you so much. You need to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And it's by the blood. Till next week, Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. God bless. Have a great week in the Lord.